Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
We're going to start right out of the gates by helping.
Okay.
We're going to help this man.
What man are we helping?
You, Antoine.
Oh.
We're going to help you.
I need some help.
You do need some help. Do you even know why you need help?
Well, I feel like I'm on a struggle bus this morning. So
okay.
There are multiple things that you could probably help with.
That's the complete opposite answer that you usually expect. Someone says, what do I need help with? And actually what you're saying is, I have so many things
Pick
that I
something.
Can list.
Whatever you want to help with.
And I think a lot of people can relate to this. Actually, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not sure how to help because I don't know how to fix this problem, but we will try.
Okay.
It's when you wake up and you just cannot shed a dream.
Oh my God.
And you have a particular dream because when you're sleeping, I mean, it's supposed to be relaxation.
Yes.
Sleep number bedtime.
Yes.
Just beautiful. But then you have these stupid dreams and they will not leave you. You can't get them out of your head. You can't get your emotions off of them. And it's not always a nightmare. Sometimes
yeah.
It's a very stupid dream.
Just a very weird, where did you come from type of dream. And that's right. What I had like 2 nights ago.
So Antoine is trapped in his head 2 days.
Yes. I had a dream that I was at a picnic with a bunch of people. And then alligator showed up and the alligator started attacking this one person in specific. I don't even remember who they were. And all day yesterday. So that dream was today's Wednesday. That dream was Monday night.
Okay.
All day yesterday, I'm thinking about what if an alligator showed up? Like, what if I open my car door and there's an alligator? Like, I could not stop thinking about this freaking alligator.
Just in there. And then this alligator just maiming this person in front of you.
And then I'm also thinking, like, what if an alligator does attack somebody else? How do I help them? Do I just like hope they take the arm and I can save the rest of the body? It was very complicated.
And you think to yourself, okay, well, just don't go on vacation this summer to the swamps
and
you'll be fine. But we are going to Chicago in a couple weeks for our little radio camp.
Yep.
And Antoine, did you see what has been going on in Chicago?
Oh, God, no, I haven't.
There's been a random alligator in a park in Chicago, the city of Chicago.
I am not going to any park now. Well, That's like, and they're so strong too.
I have good news. They have caught him.
Okay.
He was trending. They referred to him as Chance the Snapper. Because he's Chicago.
That was so stupid.
Chance the Rapper. I didn't come up with that. They caught him though. This headline news. Robin Mead is way too excited about this.
I got breaking news on Chance the Snapper. The elusive Humboldt Park Lagoon alligator that has been, evading people trying to catch it for about a week now. They have caught him overnight. Yes, he's a hashtag. Check it out.
Can you say his
people
name?
Have their chance to snapper, and yeah, I'm putting on my little
say it in the Midwest
accent.
There. I love it.
This has been my favorite story.
Yep. So they caught him.
Chance the Snapper.
But we're going to Chicago.
What if Chance had children?
What if Chance had children?
Or a wife.
Friends.
Oh, God.
Cousins. All sorts of things.
They're waiting for me.
I got to figure out how, because Antoine and I are sharing a room.
Don't you dare.
I didn't say anything.
Don't you dare.
Say how to buy you a lovely meal. What if I was going to say that?
Whatever.
I was going to try to figure out how to get a gator in your
bed.
But then it's a gator in my room, too.
Exactly. That wouldn't be smart.
I need to train. Okay. I feel like because we are going to a radio camp. There's probably some radio guy named Gator. I can get him to dress like a gator
and
he can
room.
Be in your bed and he'll pop out.
And he's just like following me around the entire weekend.
And if you were wondering, what does Chance the Rapper think of Chance the Snapper? Does he have any messages for him now that he's been caught?
Oh yeah, man. Keep your head up. They got you locked down. They can have your body, but they can't have your mind.
So how do you shake that dream? Because I don't know. So you can text in 52353 if you have advice how to shake that dream. I was going to try to make you feel better and share a dream that I couldn't shake, but I didn't want to bring any of them back up into my mind.
I completely understand. Normally I would call you selfish for that, but I completely understand because I want this one gone. Yeah.
And I did. I started to think this morning, I'm like, what's a really disturbing dream I couldn't shake? Oh, forget it. I'm not doing this. Get out of here.
Like,
no.
Do I need to dream about a dinosaur now so I can stop thinking about this alligator? Like, do I have to make it a bigger, more scary animal?
I don't know. Do you have to figure out how to have a new dream? How do you get your brain off of things?
Yes.
Off of Baby Shark or Old Town Road or, you know, this dream. How do you get your brain off? 52353. Good morning.
The K92 Morning Thanks. Diamond of the day.
It's called a zombie snake.
Zombie snake. No, I don't like those two words being put together. Much like Sharknado, zombie snake, not a fan.
It was found in North Carolina. It is a snake that flips on its back to where it looks dead.
Okay.
And then when prey approaches, so that prey could be your hand or your finger, it snaps at you.
What?
It lays on its back to lure you in.
No.
Yes.
No.
They found it in North Carolina. They said it's not poisonous. It's mostly harmless. There's going to be a sting when it bites
you. No, it is not harmless. If it's doing this, it's trying to cause harm. Not a fan of the zombie snake. I don't want the reboot Snakes on a Plane. I don't like these zombie snakes. I'm out.
I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
It's Monday to Friday plane.
And then, like, when it does flip back over on its stomach, it puffs up to where it looks like a cobra.
Ew. I'll be honest, when it comes to snakes, I consider them to be alive until their head has been chopped off. Sure, I do.
And even then, there's a few seconds after you chop off the head that it can still bite you.
Yeah, I don't have the big irrational fear of snakes. If they bring in, we've had it before, the Mill Mountain Zoo will bring in the big boas and stuff. That's fine.
Yeah.
That really doesn't even bother me. I'll pet those snakes. It's the smaller ones I don't like.
So I've always like had that thought, like a big giant boa constrictor I was never scared of. But if you were to bring in a like 10 tiny snakes,
corn snake, even a little, what they consider to be a harmless corn snake. I think they have these red eyes and I don't like them. Man.
Yeah. And you said you don't have an irrational fear. I think any fear of snakes is a rational fear because you don't know when they're going to strike. I had a pet snake. It tried to strike at me multiple times.
Okay, so you're saying my fears are okay.
It's a rational fear.
Acceptable fears.
Yes.
Good. It's a wild animal.
Yeah, because there was one day I got home and my snake was puffed up in the corner. And I was like, oh, okay, let me go in and remove like the little wood that's in there that he would hide under. And it came in my hand so fast. It didn't get me. Never got me. But it tried.
Your own pet tried to attack you.
It tried.
That's why it's not a pet. I'm just saying. Okay.
Well, sometimes your friends, you know, you get an argument with your friends. Same thing.
Well, my friends are also not my pets. So trapped inside his own head.
Can't get out.
Antoine, victimized by a random gator in his dream. And now you weren't even victimized. You watched someone get maimed in a park.
Yes, and I felt torn. I was like, should I run? Should I help? So I just stood and watched.
And you've spent a day and a half obsessed with this dream.
A day and a freaking half thinking about a freaking gator.
What does it mean? You can always go to those dream websites, so we'll look into the alligators. Jess from Glasgow had a dream that her apartment had SeaWorld in the backyard.
Nice.
And she walked up to the dolphin tank. Oh, look, the dolphins. Dolphin stole her baby.
Just snatched it up.
And she didn't even have a baby at the time.
Oh.
So the dolphin was, you know, stealing the symbol of her future baby.
Okay, that's rough.
It is rough.
My alligator just attacked a random person at the picnic.
Right. Didn't take your baby.
Didn't take the baby.
You think, oh, that poor woman. Oh, well. Let me move on. Let me go back to the potato salad. What's going on?
Do you ever go to SeaWorld again?
I don't know. There's some of those documentaries on SeaWorld that make you not want to go.
That's
anyway.
True.
I love SeaWorld as a kid. The innocence of youth.
The idea behind SeaWorld is amazing.
We get to pet a dolphin.
Yes, but the dolphin is still your baby now.
Also true. Caitlin and Floyd says try meditation. See, meditation doesn't work for me.
It wouldn't work for me
I
either.
I think too much.
I would sit there and be like, don't think about the alligator. Mm-hmm. Don't think about the alligator. Don't think about the alligator.
Yeah, be like, aum, chomp.
Yep, that'd be
so
me.
So what'd you find out about the gator? What's the symbolic meaning of it?
It said something about if you kill it, you are destroying some things that you're worried about.
Okay, but you didn't kill it.
But the alligator itself shows worry or a change in your life, in your waking life.
Okay, so you're going to experience some sort of change in your waking life.
Yes, or I'm worried about something. I don't know what it is.
You're staying here, right? You're not quitting this job or anything.
Not that I know of.
No, you better not. I am so sick of that job search. I'm done. Somebody sent me an email yesterday. Hey, did you ever find a replacement for Freddie Mac? I'm like, yes, I absolutely did. Get out of here. I don't want to go through that anymore.
Maybe I'm going to become a vegan. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm worried about changing into a vegan.
That's fine. You do you on that. All
You'd
the,
accept me
is.
If I was a vegan? I'd talk about it.
I would accept you, but I would judge you a little bit. Oh, you would not be allowed to talk about it.
I would talk about it throughout the entire show.
You keep it to yourself, or I'd bring in a meat pie every day and eat it in front of you.
I'd bring in lettuce. I could eat lettuce, right?
I'd bring in the impossible meat pie. So there. Yesterday, we were talking about the things you want in your dream home.
Yes.
And that turned into Monica Brooks giving you dream hacks. Because she loves to do the goofy thing hacks. They're all ridiculous. And then it just became dream hacks. So you would basically say, here's the thing I wish I had in my home, but I can't afford it.
Right.
And she said, well, here's the jacked up freeway to do it. Antoine, I mean, he just wanted a moving sidewalk in your house.
Like the Jetsons.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted one of those moving sidewalks that the Jetsons had. Like in a dream home, because a dream home would be significantly longer.
Uh-huh. Sure. So you mean like when you go to the airport?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want one of those in the house.
I think you can make that happen.
Yeah.
Just get a bunch of treadmills and cut the top off and roll your ass to your room.
Correct.
treadmill.
Yeah. Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere. Uh-huh. Roll your ass to your room.
And it just came to her so naturally.
Right. It's right there.
She missed her calling.
That's the stuff, too, you think. Is Monica spending time making up all this stuff? No, it just pops into her head.
There.
You think the alligator dream in your head is scary? Imagine living 2 hours in Monica's head.
Ugh.
That's a terrifying proposition. Then we spun it around the other way because people were texting in their dream items, uh-huh. And then she was giving hacks. Self-cleaning house.
Well, I think that you just leave your doors open.
Okay.
Leave your doors open and let people rob you. Self-cleaning house. The house has been cleaned.
Wow.
That's all. I don't recommend that one, please.
Wow.
I don't recommend.
Self-cleaning house.
They get rid of all that clutter.
Yeah.
It's like a yard sale almost.
Yeah. Be one of those German minimalist people. Like
yes.
Kim and Kanye. They have practically nothing in their house. Have you ever seen the before and afters of the house that Kim and Kanye live in?
No, I haven't.
Go look it up online because they have what it looked like when it was for sale. Beautiful. They have destroyed that place. Now, in their mind, they have fixed it.
Destroyed it how?
It's just, there has nothing. It's like living in an abandoned museum. That's what it feels like in there. The way they have just taken everything out of it. It's as if no one lives there. It's as if they're doing the self-cleaning house where they left the door open and that was it.
Well, there's a lot of ego in it living in that house, so they need it more space.
I guess in more space because it's all white and there's no furniture.
I need to look this up.
Yeah, go ahead. Look it up. It's wild.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
This is a monumental moment. It's very insignificant. But monumental all at the same time.
Yes, it is.
We're going to talk about the things that you've been putting off, the tasks, the chores. What is it that's hanging over your head? Because I feel like there's always one thing that's hanging over everybody's head.
Yeah, you always say, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
For me, it's this segment.
Yeah.
I do these little packets, the prep packet. It's got all the stuff in it, stories, the ideas, the goofy stories, all that stuff. And on the first page has been the story that says the average American has 14 to-do tasks that they've been putting off. It has been sitting on the top of this packet for the entire summer.
I feel like I saw it in May.
Probably.
I feel like I was over in that area and I saw it in May. Yeah. I was like, oh, this would be a fun story to do.
So I've been putting it off. And it's become a joke for me because the story's about putting things off.
Right.
And I've been putting it off purposely to never do it until today. So here we are.
All right.
Because Antoine lives the lawn torture.
God, yes. I just let it grow and grow.
Let it grow.
And I'm just like, I need to cut it, but I don't want to. And I finally did yesterday.
It's so hard this time of year because it grows and it grows ugly.
Yes.
In the spring and the fall, it all kind of grows evenly and sort of green. This time of year, some of it's dead. Some of it's weedy and higher than the rest of it. It's ugly. The whole thing is ugly.
You know how hard it is to go home and try not to look at the grass?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Like, I try to avoid looking so I don't feel guilty for not
going. The only thing that makes me feel good about my lawn, Antoine, is that my next door neighbor's lawn is way worse. It's the only thing. It's probably you. That's the way your neighbor feels.
Yeah, exactly. And my neighbor cut the grass. I was like, well, now I feel pressured. So I finally cut it yesterday.
So what is hanging over your head? You can participate. 52353. It's that one thing that's just, you just don't want to do it. You keep putting it off. Sometimes it's not even that significant. The one that's hanging over my head right now is calling the internet company to ask for a discount. Because my other discount just ran out.
Okay.
And, you know, then you have to call and say, hey, do I qualify for any deals? Because my bill shot up $30 last month. $30! $1,000.
That's a lot of money.
I know.
Do you threaten to cancel when you go off of those discounts?
You know what? I take the honesty route and I go, all right, look, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I threaten to cancel because where am I going? Where am I going?
They'll say that back to you.
DSL? I'm not going there. Ain't fast enough. So I'm not going anywhere.
Right?
I'm going to say, hey. Is anything right now? Because the bill shot up and it's real high. Like, is there anything I qualify for? I go for the nice approach.
Okay.
Like, hey, I'm your buddy. That sort of thing.
That's also ironic that what? You go for the nice approach.
I am surprisingly nice.
Huh.
You don't think that? I always say I am the meanest nice person the nicest mean person you'll ever meet.
You're very mean but polite.
Right.
Okay.
People, they hear me on the radio and then they meet me in real life and it's always the same. Every single time they say, God, you are way nicer than I thought you would be. See?
You set the bar low, you exceed expectations.
Also true. Yes, there is that. There's something for glass half empty because then you're pleasantly surprised. So what are you putting off? Odd jobs around the house is a big one. I mean, my garage has been staring at me for a year and a half. I need to take a day off from work. I'm serious. To clean my garage.
Wow.
But every time I'm available is sort of, we take days off. We can do it in the summer, in the winter. So every time I think, all right, I've got some time. It's either 100 degrees or 1 degree. And I ain't cleaned that garage in either of those.
Yeah, because today is July 17th. I feel like you've taken 10 days off in July already.
Yeah, but those were for vacation.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, these and what's the point? Like Friday, I could take Friday off. It's 100 degrees on Friday. I ain't cleaning no garage on Friday. So I'll just come sit here in the air conditioning instead. So there's that. Going to the doctor is one.
Oh, that's a big one.
Bills that need to be paid. You get that one that just hangs over your head and keep looking at it, looking at it, looking at it. Paperwork that needs. Ugh, I hate paperwork. And I think I'm on a list.
What right kind now. Of list?
Government paperwork list.
Of things to be filled out?
I'm getting hit up by every department of, you know, taxation of give me money right now saying, hey, we reviewed your file and we think you owe us more money. And there's really no way to fight any of those. They're all coming after me. I think I'm on a list right now. They're saying, look, let's bleed them dry.
Well, maybe there's something in your garage that will get you off that list. You have to find it.
So burn the whole house down and start over.
That's
what we're going to do.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato.
Potato.
All right, we're going to roll right into this. If you want to play right this second, go ahead and call 540-774-9236 or 800-468-9236. So, Antoine, you start screening those calls because we're going to do it right here. And we're going to play Hot Potato. So it'll be me versus Antoine. Prize on the line. It's your choice. We've got a bunch of different stuff. There's Splash Valley Water Park tickets. You can take kids or whatever, cool them down, or have it count as a summer shower. Also, a party in Elmwood, which is every Thursday night. This Thursday is K92 night. We'll have Tasty Cake samples, the K92 cam, giveaways. So it's live music, food and drink all summer long. It's every Thursday through September. And Antoine's just lining up our two people right now. So they're going to team up with us. They'll pick me or they will pick Antoine. We will reach into the poop hat and pull out a category. And then we will go back and forth in that category for 20 seconds. Whoever is left holding the potato when the timer goes off is the loser of the round. Best of three. We got our people. Okay. Crystal and Elliot. Fantastic. Let's say good morning to Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
All right, Crystal, your choice. Would you like to team up with Zach or Antoine today?
Zach.
Okay, Crystal and Zach.
Oh,
there we
Crystal.
Go. Hold on. I've been here longer. They know me. Even if you win, they just don't know you as much.
That's true.
And that's why, Elliot, it's going to be you and the new guy, Antoine.
I was going to pick him anyway.
Okay.
There we go.
Right, whatever. Fine. Be that way, Elliot. You're banned from the show. No, he's fine. He's here. So me versus Antoine in the game. Since I was selected first, I will reach into the hat first. I'll pull out a category, and then we just have to go back and forth in the category with things that make sense.
All right.
Best of three.
Things that make sense. I got it.
Okay. Here, the category is things that make sense. Yeah. All right. 20 seconds. We've got my timer ready. We've got my winter music ready. All right. We are ready to roll. 20 seconds. Oh, okay. Potato chip flavors. Here we go. Regular.
Barbecue.
Sour cream and onion.
Salt and pepper.
Ranch.
Nacho cheese?
Sriracha.
I'm trying to see the thing. Sour. You already said it.
Yeah,
no.
I did.
Vinegar.
A dill pickle.
Jesus Christ.
yeah, baby.
Just for a fun fact, Jesus Christ is not a type of chip.
No, he's not. We'll keep him in there, but otherwise, nope, that is a point for me. I have an unfair advantage. I have to shop for children. So I'm always buying potato chips.
And I eat like three flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue, right. Salt and vinegar.
And they always want to mix it up and have different ones. So I am on it. Nacho cheese is not a very good potato chip flavor. It's but I gave not, it to you anyway.
Thank you.
Because I knew I was going to win. So 1 point for me and Crystal. I shall pass the poop hat to Antoine. It's a poop emoji.
All
hat.
Right.
The official K92 Morning Thang poop hat. He's pulling out the category. Round two.
Okay.
Hot potato.
All right. We have 20 seconds to name off compliments.
Oh, compliments. Okay.
You look nice today.
Boy, your hair is lovely.
You are a great driver.
I love your smile.
Your mom is fantastic.
Man, you're hot.
You are a very good dancer.
You got nice feet.
I love your smile.
You're hilarious.
You're smart.
I love you.
You have great kids.
I think you're neat. You're so neat. I like it.
WXLKHD.
Rono. It's your thing in
the morning. Hanging over your head. I got no solutions for anybody, but we can at least all commiserate together. Wine together.
Yes.
A bee fest, whatever it is. 52353. We're talking about all the tasks that are hanging over your head. I see text 52353. Maurice needs to frame up the basement, hang some drywall, run some new electrical, and then he says, I don't want to.
I wouldn't want to do all that
either. I don't
want
to either. A lot of those things, it's all it is starting.
Yeah.
And if you start, you're good. You power through it, and usually you feel good at the end. You feel accomplished and everything, but your stupid brain, it always comes back to your stupid brain. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Christina Botetad don't want to get a haircut. She don't want to.
See, that for me, I get excited about moments like that.
I'm down with that. I like the haircut,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I like the process and being pampered.
I also enjoy, I get what I call hair nirvana for about a week and a half to maybe 2 weeks.
What is that?
Now, Antoine, you don't understand because you don't have hair.
Correct.
So he's got the big head and everything. But hair nirvana for me, and it's in particular, it's about the first week after a haircut,
yeah,
is my hair is on point every day. Like you just, it styles exactly the way you want it to. Or
okay.
I wake up in the morning, and even when I wake up, it's not that bad. Like it's almost passable, that kind of thing.
Nice.
Hair nirvana. And then it starts getting a little too long, and then you got to start working certain areas to make it look better, and then things start getting a little scraggly, and you're out of hair nirvana. So in a perfect world, if money was no expense, I would just get touched up right at the end of hair nirvana every single week.
Which would be like every... Would it be like once a week or every other week?
I think it would be every other week.
There we go.
That would be enough. But again, I don't have those kinds of salaries coming in just yet. The children steal from me. They take my hair nirvana. It goes to dance lessons instead. Some stain in the deck. Ugh, I know. That's another one. These are all bad. I get shampooing the carpet. 52353. This person, this entire office has expense reports hanging over their head. I would say, if I was guessing, I mean, I've been here a long time. I would say at least $2,000 to $3,000 probably worth of expenses over the course of time that I just never filled out the expense report for, forgot about, and just didn't want to deal with.
You're like, I'll do that tomorrow.
And then tomorrow is today, and that was 15 years ago, and here we are.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three. Number three.
Number three trending. The latest person or company to be under their spying on us microscope is Disney.
Okay.
I mean, I get the argument, but I also, I'm okay with it. It's specifically, if you ever go to Disneyland, Disney World, any of those places, the new thing that they have there now that everything I hear from every person that goes and they love them are these magic bands.
Yes, one of my friends went there for his honeymoon and they mailed the magic bands to him. It was like a video from like The Incredibles. It was amazing.
They love the magic
band. They love them there.
So it's this band that you wear and it's pretty much your access to everything.
Yep.
So it gets you into your hotel room. You can buy food with it.
Yep.
You can do anything with the magic band. And it's massively convenient because it all goes to the one bill and it's super fast. I mean, in this article, it says that they have cut down lines by 30% at Disney World, which is amazing.
Because it's like fast pass kind of. Yep.
But what does the magic band do? Track every single thing you do. Because you're wearing a smartwatch, basically, that is connected to Disney. So they know, where do you go in the park? Where do you buy food? they know which characters you stop and say hi to.
So your magic band is basically making you a participant in a study.
Yes.
So your magic band, figure out what's
you're being
most popular.
Microchipped. That's really, it's a removable microchip. And so they're saying, look, they have all these, all this information on all of us. They know what you're riding. They know how long you're spending in line. Again, they know if you stop to see Mickey, but you don't stop to see Goofy, they know.
And now Mickey's going to be in your emails. Goofy's not going to be there.
Exactly. Or they're going to, you know, Goofy's going to get yelled at. And yeah. Goofy's going to be like, look, you got to look more approachable because you that family didn't like you. So it's, but at the same time, so convenient.
So convenient.
Do you want to go back to 30% more lines? Absolutely
not.
You want
to stand in line for another 45 minutes? No.
Yeah.
I'll take it. You can watch me at that. Disney, you can watch me.
I feel like they're watching us all anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I want it to be, because this goes one of two ways, and this is the problem that you can't trust anybody, is if all of this information is just used to increase your experience, awesome. But then it's being used to market to you later and then sold to other companies that can market to you later. And then we sit here and think to ourselves, why was it that all I was doing was thinking about shoes yesterday and now they're on my internet?
Because they watched you look at shoes.
Magic band, baby.
Number two.
See, I guess this is good news, bad news, because I know nobody listening who's a teacher or a student right now wants to hear me talk about back to school. Mm-mm. And how back to school is creeping into the stores.
Almost
so
here.
So I won't. I'll report to you that Target is already selling Halloween stuff. So there you go.
What? In July?
Yeah, man.
Halloween.
Yeah. And before you get all mad, I think you have to accept the fact that it is right around the corner. My son has been talking about Halloween for 2 weeks, okay? And he has not gone to Target. He is planning out his costume now. He's been searching for stuff. He wants to nail it down. This is a big deal for him. So he's already talking about Halloween. Therefore, if I'm a store and I want kids to buy things from me, now's the time, baby. Jeez. Now's the time.
Already, it's just mid-July.
Nope.
You got 2 months.
No, Antoine.
3 months.
Merry Christmas, Antoine. That's next. Get ready.
Number one.
Sharing passwords, mooching passwords, stealing passwords, whatever you want to call it.
That's the thing.
What do the password people think of all of this?
We've never asked. Who cares?
Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go. And my wife asked this question the other day. And my opinion is actually is what Netflix's opinion is too. They don't care.
They came out and said they don't care?
They haven't directly come out and said that, but they haven't said anything about caring either.
Right.
And here's why. This is my argument to all of this, is because now there's all these different streaming services that are popping up. You got the CBS and NBC, and there's too many of them.
Right.
And so if I'm Netflix or Hulu or whoever, it's a volume play for me right now. I want everyone to use our service. I want to defeat these other services in the battle and be the last person standing, because that's what's going to happen. There's going to be one or two winners, and the rest of them are going to combine back in. And so if I'm Netflix, I want as many people watching Netflix right now. I want to be able to show how many streams have been coming
through.
That's
true.
That's all I care about. So if you want to share your password 500 times, go share it 500 times, because I just want 500 more users on my list that I can say have been watching stuff.
I guess that's a good point, because regardless of how many people is paying that $15.99 or $100.99, how much it costs now, I don't know.
$14.99. If you want
expensive.
The higher tier one.
I remember it was $7.99.
Well, I know, but then also cable was $100 a month. But that's the problem. That's what we're going to get into, is you have 10 different services that want to charge you $10 a month. And look, now it's $100 again.
I'm going back to cable.
So if you're wondering what's going to happen, they're saying this is going to be a painful 5 to 7 years. While everyone in Hollywood tries to launch a Netflix-like service, pulls content from Netflix, discovers it's hard and expensive to get scale, relents, and then eventually puts all the content back on Netflix.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Zach, I'd love it if you could do a birthday scam on my husband, Matt. He is actually going to Vegas soon for a guy's trip and just booked his flight. And ever since then, he's been complaining about the new basic economy rates that the airlines have and all the things you're restricted from doing. I recently booked a flight, too. There's a lot of restrictions. It's been like a week of him talking about it, and I thought you could use that to get him really fired up. Thank you. That is from Sandy. I can definitely do that. I'm going to call from the airline. Here we go. Birthday scam on your K92 Morning Thang. Basic economy.
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak to Matthew, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Matt. This is Thanterthe Phillips from Airlines. I'm calling about your reservation you just made for Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
That's very exciting. The City of Sin. That's going to be a great trip, isn't it?
I sure hope so.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, I'm calling because I see here that you elected to book our new basic economy fare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, I just want to run everything by you to make sure you understand all the restrictions of basic economy. For example, you saw the thing about how you can't have a full-size carry-on, correct?
Yeah, I did.
So that means none of those stupid wheelie bags that everybody's always trying to sneak on and play all dumb with the, oh, I didn't know this wouldn't fit. So if you bring one of those, we will have it checked and you will be charged $25. Do you understand?
Okay, yeah, I understand.
Also, you will not be able to select your seat prior to check-in, and that will be done for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can pretty much bank on getting a middle seat. You cool with that?
Not really, but I don't have much choice, do I?
No, you do not.
Okay, well, whatever then. Anything else?
Yes, there's a lot, actually. Trust me, basic economy passengers are barely human in our eyes. You're almost like an extra suitcase with legs, you know?
Honestly, it feels that way.
Excellent. That's what we're going for. Anyway, do you intend to have a beverage during this flight?
Well, yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, our regular ticketed customers will have a choice of all our beverage offerings. You know, Coke products, Budweiser, cocktail selection, all that. But basic economy is limited to RC Cola and Schlitz.
What?
Schlitz. The beer. Schlitz.
I know what that is. You mean to tell me I'm only allowed two drink options?
That is correct. Again, this is basic economy.
Okay, well, what about water? You have to offer me a bottle of water. There's got to be a law about that.
Oh, there is a law about that, but it doesn't say bottled water, so we just grab you a cup of that water that comes out the little bathroom sink.
That's disgusting.
I totally agree. So if I were you, I'd just grab a Schlitz. It's practically water anyway.
There you go.
You people are pretty despicable. Honestly, I swear airlines will do just about anything to make a buck.
And right you are again. Anyway, one last thing. Do you plan on watching any kind of shows or movies on your devices during the flight?
Yeah.
Okay, like what?
Well, I don't know. I'll probably just download some stuff from my Netflix. What's it matter?
It matters because basic economy is only allowed to watch a specific list of pre-selected programs.
Wait, no. On my own phone.
Correct again, man. You're getting good at this game.
You gotta be kidding me. You can't possibly dictate what I choose to watch on my own phone.
Actually, we can. Our cabins are filled with technology jamming equipment that will block unapproved signals. So just a heads up that you will be able to watch either Fuller House or Adam Sandler movies, what? But none of the good ones, just the crap ones he did for Netflix and Little Nicky.
This is bullshit. You cannot possibly be serious. I paid $425 for this flight.
Yeah. Actually, Matt, I have not really enjoyed our phone call that much. And with you adding in the vulgarity, I've gone ahead and just adjusted your fare to $475.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, we can change your rate at any time. It's in the fine print. Again, basic economy. It's pretty awesome, actually. So, yeah, $475.
You can't possibly be allowed to do that. This is extortion.
Fine. I'm making $500 there, smarty pants.
Kill you, Will.
You want to make it $550? We can do that.
Look, dude, this can't be real. You just cannot do this to people. We're paying customers.
And yet I don't think they care anyway. Now, first, you're on a birthday scam. Hi, it's Zach from K92.
What?
Hi, Matt. You're on K92 right now. It's a birthday scam.
Oh.
But
okay,
I'm with
well,
you.
I'm relieved.
I feel, you know, I just booked a flight, too, and that basic economy, man, there's a lot of rules.
Except for the rudeness, it seemed pretty real,
yeah.
Actually.
And would it surprise you if at any point they said, you know, we can just change your fare later if we feel like it. We'll send you a bill.
That's coming next.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Wacky news stories ripped right from the headlines, and I will take a word out, and you just have to try to figure out what it is.
Okay.
It's a very meaningful word. I'm not going to take out the. Just, that would be...
That would. I think I could figure that one out, though.
The and or two. Okay, story number one. Iowa government official forced to resign because of his obsession with blank. Is he obsessed with A, Tupac?
Ooh.
B, feet? Or C, bagels?
I'm going to go feet.
You're going to go with feet?
Yeah.
Feet is?
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry.
Is it bagels?
No.
Tupac?
It's Tupac,
in
baby.
Iowa?
Tupac in Iowa. 66-year-old white guy. He's a high-ranking government official, has just been asked to resign by the governor.
Okay.
And they say it's for other reasons as well, but one of them is his unhealthy obsession with Tupac the rapper.
How is it unhealthy?
Well, he would host Tupac Fridays every week where he would blast Tupac in the office, which, I mean, California loves it. That's a jam. But
yeah.
Tupac does get a little languagey on a lot of his songs.
Just a little bit.
Two, he'd regularly email lyrics to coworkers. A search found that Jerry Foxhoven,
okay,
sent 350 pages worth of emails with the word Tupac in them over the last 2 years. On his 65th birthday, he had Tupac cookies decorated with the words Thug Life on them.
I love it.
The tattoo from Tupac's abs. And last month, he sent an email to all 4,300 government employees in Iowa telling them that they should commemorate Tupac's birthday over the weekend by listening to his music.
I vote for him. Re-election.
I know. He's probably going to go on to something else now.
Something big.
Yep. Forced to resign because of his love of Tupac. Next story. Antoine did see the story, so he already knows the answer. But
yes.
This guy's just awesome. Guy busted at the airport for trying to smuggle cocaine in his blank. A, hat. B, fake leg. Or C, ridiculously high toupee.
Ridiculously high toupee.
Correct. Oh, wait, let me get Tupac out of there. Sorry.
Toupee, Tupac.
Toupee, Tupac. See, he won't go away. Anyway, that is correct. And you have to go and find his mugshot because it's freaking hilarious.
You have to see the picture of this.
Oh, my God. This dude tried to smuggle, it's like $30,000 worth of cocaine under his toupee. So he glued his wig on his head. But it's hilariously high on his head because it's a giant bag of cocaine underneath it.
I mean, I've seen some bad toupees, though.
Oh, my God. It's so good. He probably thinks, well, they'll never ask because it's just too embarrassing.
Yeah.
I feel like, because he was flying, of course, from, it's so stereotypical, flying from Colombia. So you just think, yep, he's probably got cocaine under there.
Let's just,
and
hey,
in fact,
yeah,
cocaine under
turn
there.
Turn the fan on. Let's see the toupee get blown
all
back.
Right, final one. Instagram influencer makes $15,000 in 2 days selling blank.
Oh, wow.
A, boogers. B, bathwater. Or C, toenail clippings.
I'm going with least. I don't even know what the least disgusted is. I'm going to say bathwater, though.
Correct!
Yep, you are correct. Her name is Belle Delphine. You may know her as Weird Elf Kitty Girl.
I don't.
There's a picture of her if you want to see her. She kind of looks like a Weird Elf Kitty Girl.
Oh, yeah, I have seen her.
Okay,
yeah.
She's 19 years old, and she has 3.9 million followers and said, you know what? I'm going to sell little bottles of my own bathwater for $30. And you think, man, that's stupid. Well, guess what? She sold 500 of them in 2 days, which is $15,000 worth of bathwater.
Did she have to send like a picture to prove that it was like her actual bathwater? Was it like a
I don't
signature?
Know. Antoine, I didn't buy one.
A
so
scent.
I don't know. I don't know how the bathwater is verified, but amen, internet. This is one of those times where, yeah, this is so stupid, but you can make $15,000 in 2 days selling your bathwater.
Just bathing.
Of course, by you, I don't mean any of you listening or me, none of us. How? How does she get to at 19? The ability to do that. That's what I'm always amazed by is how do you get over that hump? That hump of you're nobody, then you're 3.9 million followers.
Like what was that post? What was that moment?
What was it?
That brought everybody to you.
How do we get it? And it's so much harder, Antoine, when you're not a hot girl. It's just so much harder.
Life's
to be
different.
Life's hard. Sucks, man.
You have to pay for things.
I know. Well, I understand this whole gender gap, pay inequality and whatever. But then at the same time, $15,000, 2 days, ain't nobody doing that for me.
Just, not a you know, single person.
Just saying.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
He says he's not a bad person, but he's a person maybe doing some bad things from time to time.
Everybody wouldn't approve of this, but I feel like some people do. They just need a motivational person.
So he's trying to get this off his chest. He's maybe you're looking for support. Antoine is in the confessional booth this week.
I feel, and I think most people will agree, that everybody has their right to privacy.
Okay.
Privacy, if you're fancy.
What do you mean if you're fancy?
I don't know. Some people say privacy.
Oh, privacy. Oh, yes, okay. Yeah. I missed what you said there. I was like, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, like, what is it? No, I totally agree with that. Everyone should have their own level of privacy and their own level of alone time,
yes,
too, and not be judged for it.
And sometimes people intrude on your privacy unknowingly.
And my privacy.
And your privacy. Unknowingly, uh-huh, they will enter that, and it's up to you to protect your own privacy. And that's what I do.
Okay.
I protect my own privacy.
The wall goes up.
Yes. You're going to see how that's actually a little bit closer to the actual fact.
Oh my God. I was coming in here prepared to judge you and rake you over the coals, but so far I am Team Antoine. I don't know where this is going, but I understand privacy because I am someone. I like to have my me time, my alone time, my private time. And one thing that really does annoy me is every time, man, sometimes I just want to chill. I don't want to be talking and entertaining and all that stuff. And I just want to sit there and enjoy. And people start going, are you all right? Are you having fun? Are you good? Blah, blah, blah. Is everything okay? I'm like, y'all, could I just be quiet for a minute?
Exactly.
Anyway.
And so I will protect my privacy from strangers. I will protect my privacy from people I don't know. Specifically in the elevator.
Okay.
I refuse. I did it once years ago. And I'll never do it again. I will never hold the door for somebody trying to make the elevator.
Never.
I would not press the button. I would pretend to press the button, and I will not put myself at risk and put my hand between a closing door.
What?
Nope. I will pretend like I'm pressing a button and just let the door close. That's my time. Whether I'm going up one floor or 10 floors, that is my time.
So the wall almost, it does go up.
Yes.
It goes shut.
It literally closes. I want to ride elevators by myself.
So if you're in the elevator by yourself and someone says, as you see them coming, you will not hold that elevator for them at all.
I will not. And then I definitely will not hold it if they say, hold that elevator. Because that means they're going to be rushing to it. They're going to come in. They're going to want to have a small talk conversation about how they're running late to something or whatever. I don't want that in the elevator.
And you short finger that person.
I don't.
You go, it's
closed. There's something I can
miss the button. Oh, and you push closed instead.
Yeah. Wow. I have done that before.
What if there's people in the elevator already? Will you hold the door for them then?
What do you mean? To allow other people to come?
Yeah.
No. No. Why am I filling up? Now we're at weight capacity issues. Now I'm concerned about that. What if you got trapped on an elevator with somebody? I'd rather be trapped on an elevator by myself.
Wow. Cold. But I'm saying, what if you got on the elevator and two or three other random people got on at the same time? So you're all in there together.
Okay.
And one more person says, hold the door.
Well, then one of those other two or three people better hold the door for them. I am not going to do it. I'm going to the back, the furthest corner away from the door. That's also a strategy because then I can't make it to the button in time.
Wow.
If you want to get on the elevator with me, you better be Indiana Jones. You better slide in and grab your hat at the last moment.
Man.
That includes you and Monica. Y'all better get to the elevator door before it's closing.
Now, you know what? It makes a lot of sense that you are an individual that owns and enjoys snakes because you are cold-blooded just like they are. You're a reptile, man.
I don't feel like I need to share that space.
Antoine is very good at goodbyes. He lets that door shut right on your face. He's fine.
See ya.
Text 52353 because Antoine refuses to hold the door for anybody if he's in an elevator. He doesn't want to be with that person, doesn't want to have that awkward conversation or that awkward no conversation.
It's unnecessary.
Text 52353. Apparently all the awkwardness is worth not taking the stairs, which Antoine says.
Correct.
Yes.
Exactly. I get the relax and alone time. That's perfect.
You take the stairs, exactly, is what he says. There's something you're totally wrapped up in right now. You need to go in phases.
Uh-huh.
It could be for anything. Like you could be all about the gym,
yeah,
or you could be just totally hooked on pizza right now. I am trapped in the 80s, man.
In the 80s?
The 1980s.
Like all like 80s culture.
It's just because I've been watching, I watched the first couple episodes of the Stranger Things, a new season.
That's completely 80s.
And I've been watching the HBO documentary on Chernobyl or miniseries, whatever, which also happened in the 80s. So it's all 80s. Like, it's all I'm just kind of thinking about. I'm in that 80s mode right now.
You know what's about to happen.
What's that?
You're going to show up next week with a fanny pack.
No.
You're going to show the fanny pack.
Didn't wear one in the 80s. I'm going to do it now.
You're going to do it now, though. You missed out on it.
I'm going to tight roll my jeans, though. Is what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk in like when I was a kid of the 80s. But, man, it's just, it's got me thinking about times when I was a kid and 80s stuff. And specifically, I miss the mall. I miss the mall.
Like a real mall. Like, you mean being a kid and hanging out at the
exactly.
mall?
Exactly. Because, I mean, the mall's still there and there's stores in it and people and stuff, but it's not like it was one when the mall was a new thing.
Yeah.
And when you were a kid and the mall was a new thing. I mean, it was just.
I remember being a kid at the mall and we had the arcade and it was called Pocket Change.
Oh, yeah.
And mother would give us like a couple of quarters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we'd just go in there
and play the games and all that stuff. Yeah. So if you're wrapped up in something right now, it doesn't have to be, it can be fashion. It could be you're just, again, hooked on housework. Yes. I don't know if there's something wrong with you, whatever it is. 52353. But yeah, it's totally, because a lot of the season of Stranger Things is just in a mall in the 80s, and it's the new mall. So it's fun. It's exciting.
Colorful.
People actually went to Orange Julius. You know, that kind of thing.
The K92 Morning Thanks Hot List.
He's the lover of superhero movies.
I am.
Thor 4 is happening. That is confirmed.
It is?
Mm-hmm. It's in the works. It will be written and directed by the same guy who did Ragnarok.
So Waikiki or something like that.
Taika Waititi.
Waititi, that's it.
Yeah.
I was close.
He's going to do it. And I guess Ragnarok, are we in agreement that was the best one?
Yes, hands down, the best one.
It is bad news for fans of the movie Akira, which is some Japanese manga movie.
Was he supposed to do that one?
Yeah, no, he ain't going to do that. He's going to do the Thor movie instead.
This one probably pays a little bit more.
I would think so. So no idea so far how this ties into what happened in Endgame.
Uh-huh.
Or, I mean, the speculation here is that What's-His-Face will be back as Thor.
Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where does it go from here?
I think he has another movie in his contract, another appearance or something along those lines.
That's really all that matters. I think Comic-Con is this week, right?
Yes, the 19th.
The big one. The big, I don't want to say the real Comic-Con.
It's Friday, this weekend.
Okay. There's going to be a lot of news, I'm sure, pouring in, especially about things like Avengers and stuff like this, because that's where they kind of premiere all these things.
Yeah, because there's a lot of information that's not out there. So, like, even what you just said isn't, like, really, really out there.
Well, it's all trickling out this week because of Comic-Con, so we'll keep you posted on any of those things as they come in. The Emmy nominations came out, so that's TV stuff.
Yes.
And the big winner, final season of Game of Thrones. But 32 nominations.
My Sophie Turner got one.
So for every person who said the last season was terrible and they need new writers, the TV people say no. 32. So that's a new record for nominations for 1 year. NYPD Blue had the previous record with 26.
I used to watch this show.
Yeah, I did too for a while. And then they had 17 other NYPDs and CSIs and every other thing.
Stop watching it.
I think it was the last time I watched a regular television, you know, network. Hey, let's put it on Channel 7 sort of show like that. Because then they're just there and so many of them afterward. Game of Thrones extended its record number of nominations overall for a scripted series as 161.
It's an amazing show.
Saturday Night Live has the most nominations of any show at 270 total, but it's also been on for 40 years.
Exactly. So. It's a little unfair, especially Game of Thrones had, 8 seasons?
Yeah. Chernobyl, 19 nominations this year. Saturday Night Live, 18. HBO is back for the most nominated network, but it's probably going to run out because they don't have Game of Thrones next year.
Yep.
The one they were calling a snub is Big Bang Theory because it only got 3 nominations. But man, that show's over.
Yeah,
That's all it is.
I fell off watching that anyway. Like,
exactly.
It just, yeah.
He's doing something that his entire family might get mad at him for, but he's coming on to tell us about it in Dirty Little Secrets.
I'm excited.
Well, I am too. I love other people's secrets.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
It's fun. Telling secrets is good. It's therapeutic. Yeah. Or whatever it is to get you to tell your secrets to me. That's all I need as we do Dirty Little Secrets. You can text them in anonymously, or you can come on the phone with us like our friend Rob is going to talk about how something he's doing. His secret, his whole family's going to be salty is what I'm told. Text 52353. Found out one of my coworkers got fired, and I am secretly really happy because I get his hours.
Woo! More money.
Yeah. Kimmy in Lynchburg says, I put my feet in the seat next to me in a crowded movie theater so people cannot sit next to me. I don't want to risk sitting next to a phone user, talker, or someone who smells bad with bad perfume.
I put my jacket there and pretend like I'm holding the seat.
You jerk. Even on premiere weekend?
Oh, yes. Or if I, like, me and one of my friends go, like, a male friend go to a movie together, we will keep a buffer seat in between us. No matter, like, Endgame when it came out, there was a buffer seat.
Freddie Mac did that to me. Me and my son, we went to go see Lego Batman, and he came, and he did the buffer seat, but he did it on the other side of my son. So
that's
there
weird.
Was me, then my son, then a buffer seat, then Freddie Mac. It could have been anybody. It might as well have been a homeless guy sleeping, because he did fall funny. Asleep also. Text 52353, and my husband does something that annoys me or makes me mad. I, quote unquote, accidentally lose one of his socks in the laundry. That's evil right there.
Because it's so frustrating when you get ready in the morning.
This happens to me all the time, and I'm the only one it happens to in the entire house. And I have the whole sock graveyard, all these socks that don't have a partner. Where do they go? Was that text from my wife? Check that number. I believe I do annoy her about 11 times every couple of
socks.
Months. I think she's taking my socks, because where are they going? No answers, just secrets today. That's all we have. We're going to welcome in Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So you've done something, and all I know so far is your family might be a little salty about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I recently did something that it was both good and bad. You could say, and I really shouldn't be sharing this. I was going to keep it a secret. But then
the segment comes up, and that's in the name, and then yeah. He just thinks, well, you know what? I'll participate. We bribe these people with prizes, too, sometimes. Okay, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I was kind of excited. So I went into our family garage, and I found a bunch of stuff, you know, no one was using that was kind of valuable and worth selling. And I made over $3,500 from it.
$3,500?
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked. Like, I told my sister's box dolls that she never knows. She doesn't know they're there.
These are like childhood toys and things like that.
Yeah, and my dad had a bunch of random comics, and there was a very nice leather couch that no one was using. And
that's the whole idea of storage, Rob. Is it's not that it's being necessarily used, but it's being saved.
Yes.
It's being stored. Like, nobody needs to use an old comic book, because you don't want to use an old comic book.
You want to save it.
But you sold it.
Yeah, and they did ask me to come over and clear stuff out for them. And,
okay.
And I did.
All right. So, well, you know, he did.
Cleared it out.
I went to eBay and the Facebook, the marketplace, and sold so much of the stuff. So,
but none of it was technically yours.
Yeah, and they, you know, they don't know I made a profit from the garage stuff.
But they told you to go clear some stuff out. Did they say, whatever you do, don't touch my comic books, or don't touch the leather couch, or anything like that?
Nope.
And did they tell you how to clear it out? Like, what to do with the stuff?
No.
Okay, well.
Done.
Capitalism, so, man. That's what
you gotta love it.
It's a buyer's market, yo. And you start seeing things. You ever do that when you look at your old stuff, price tags start going off in your head? You're like 20 to plus 50 plus 80. Like $300 bucks here.
In all fairness, I have pledged to take them out to a really nice dinner. So
are you gonna tell them with the money where the money came from that you're spending on their dinner?
No, I haven't decided.
Don't tell them
that information
now, because then they're going to ask for a cut. Because then they're going to say, they're either going to be mad that you sold whatever it was. You sold my old dolls. I was keeping those. Or you sold my old dolls. I want half the money. No, you just, they asked for you to go in and clear it out. Which, you know what? Work is not free either in a capitalist environment.
It's not.
So,
amen.
Morally, but you know what? I live on that line my entire life. So
you do straddle that line very often.
I think it's okay. If my wife said, clean out the basement, and I found a bunch of her stuff that was worth money, you bet your booty I'm going to sell it.
You're not going to check with her first?
Thank you.
Nope. Because if I check with her, then she's going to say, well, why don't you sell this so we can split the money? Now I'm doing all the work for half the money.
That makes sense.
It's family, Rob. They have to love you no matter what.
You and Rob should go into business.
Yep.
Garage cleaning business.
Us at Jerkbags Incorporated. That's us. We'll come in. We'll sell you stuff. We ain't going to tell you how much we made either. I feel like there's a lot of shows like that already where they go in and they take people's stuff and they say, we'll give you 1 cent for this because it's only worth 1 cent. And then they sell it for $1 million.
Yep.
So, yeah, there is a joke. It's called Go to Yard Sales. That's what this is already.
It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
Say hello to Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Wilbur's a cat.
Oh, not a pig?
Nope. He is the King of Ruddington, is what they call Wilbur. Ruddington is some town in England. And basically, the whole town loves this cat. So they decide, because Wilbur's turning 10, they're going to throw him a birthday party. Happy birthday, Wilbur.
Happy birthday, Wilbur!
Guess who didn't show up to the party?
Stupid cat.
Wilbur. Because Wilbur's a jerk, like every other cat. Yeah, I guess Wilbur walks all around town, goes all the different shops and everything, hangs out with everybody, so they decide to have a party, and nobody knows where Wilbur
is. I just think this is great, having a cat and celebrating its 10th birthday. It's amazing.
Where's Wilbur? That's a good question. I've been asked that about 50 times tonight. It's probably at the other pub. Who knows? Wilbur is his own cat.
At the pub. I want to go to a pub, like a legit pub.
I love England. It's just the talking. I just wanted to talk to me.
Now, the question is, was this a surprise party? Did Wilbur RSVP and then decide not to show up?
Yeah, I mean, did somebody see Wilbur and just, I mean, he's a cat. Pick him up. Carry him over.
Exactly.
Here. Yo, Wilbur, this your party, that sort of thing.
Can't lift the king.
I mean, something tells me it's sort of a, Wilbur need not be, this is more for the people than it is for the kitty cat. Macy Gray says she's a vampire.
Oh, God.
That's right. Macy Gray, the singer. I guess she was in the hospital recently.
Was she?
Yeah, and they were asking, I guess she needs blood transfusions or something, and she's, I don't know if she's joking or not. I assume she's joking, but she's weird, so I don't know.
Because you need to get transfusions sometimes.
Yes, like every 2 or 3 years I run out of blood.
Really?
Yeah, I want to just go bite people, but you know,
no,
it's illegal,
do that.
I know.
No, don't do that. Just so get it, just
I have
get
to
it.
Go to the hospital.
Just get it properly into the hospital.
But it's illegal. She pointed out that it was illegal.
I know.
That makes me wonder if she's actually thought about this.
I don't know, because she's weird. Is she a vampire? She might be. Flight attendants, biggest pet peeve. What do you think it is? Because I have a flight attendant saying what his biggest pet peeve is.
I would say...
It's technology-based.
Oh.
So it's new-ish.
Taking pictures.
Passengers who do not remove their earphones while we're coming through the cabin with service really require patience.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to talk, you want a drink or a snack or something, you pop that thing out and speak to a human.
I keep mine in when I don't want anything.
Well, then that's fine. But if you want something, and it's, he did go on to say that, as he starts going past the person and go, you didn't give me a snack. It's like, you didn't even acknowledge me, so how am I supposed to know that?
Yeah, that is annoying.
I don't like people that have them in all the time, because I just don't know, are you listening to something right now or not? Are you available or not?
When I see people driving with them in, I get nervous.
I believe that's illegal.
Yes, but I see it all the time.
I know, but I think it is illegal. I don't think you're supposed to drive with anything in your ears because it takes you away from the sounds that are supposed to be around you. Speaking of sounds around you, this bird is going viral. This is a little baby bird.
Okay.
Making a noise. It's just a bird making a bird noise, but it's going to sound very, very familiar to you when you hear it. Baby shark. Baby shark. Baby shark.
Mm-hmm. Like, I hear it saying baby. I hear baby.
I know. It's the most annoying bird ever. Amazon Prime is over, Antoine. Your kickbacks are done with, but now we all sit here just in the shambles of our receipts.
I bought 6 cases of cat food because Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
I don't even have a cat, dude. Thanks, Amazon Prime.
That's the deal.
Had to eat meow mix for dinner, and I know why. Yeah, because Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime.
What else?
La da 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 da. Bought another Echo Dot, because Amazon Prime.
Me too. Fire strike.
Got one in every room I bought from Amazon Prime.
I didn't even need it.
Now Alexa won't shut the hell up, and I know why.
She's everywhere.
Yeah, cause Amazon Prime.
That's right.
Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime.
Anything else you got?
La da 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 da. My wife has threatened to leave me cause Amazon Prime.
Oh man.
But I'm a sucker for free delivery cause Amazon Prime.
Oh, it's one day now.
Now my house is filled with I don't need. I know why. Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime. La da 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 da.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.